Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County government issues warning about planning and zoning scam. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County officials are alerting residents and developers about a new email scam targeting planning and zoning applicants. Scammers are impersonating county staff and demanding urgent wire transfers for application fees. According to a Facebook post from Campbell County, the emails come from fake addresses ending in @usa.com instead of the county's official @campbellcountywy.gov domain. Officials say the county never accepts planning or development payments by email, phone, credit card, or wire transfer. All fees must be paid in person. Anyone receiving an email about a settlement of application review, including case 25.03.CRSD, should not reply and not send money. To confirm a status of an application, call Public Works at 307-682-1970. Those who have sent funds are advised to contact law enforcement, their bank, the FTC, and the FBI. Energy Secretary says nuclear renaissance is underway during visit to Idaho National Lab. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says the long-promised revival of nuclear energy is finally happening, declaring the Idaho National Laboratory as the center of what he calls a new nuclear renaissance. According to Cowboy State Daily, Wright made the comments Monday during his visit to INL, the final stop in a tour of all 17 national laboratories, where he praised ongoing reactor development and emphasized the need for faster federal approval of new technologies. Wright also spoke directly to Wyoming, calling WXT's proposed TRISO fuel facility in Gillette a great company with a great future, and saying Wyoming should add nuclear fuel production to its list of major energy strengths. The $100 million incentive package to bring the facility to Campbell County is currently under review by Governor Mark Gordon, with a decision expected around December 15th. Federal officials say the Gillette fuel plant could play a key role in supplying next-generation reactors, especially as companies like TerraPower and Radiant advance their designs. Wright noted that while more than 100 reactors were built in the mid-20th century, only two have been permitted in recent decades due to regulatory delays. He praised the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for recently accelerating reviews, calling it essential for U.S. competitiveness. Idaho Governor Brad Little and other leaders at the event highlighted cooperation among Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah on nuclear innovation, warning that the U.S. must advance quickly or risk losing ground to countries like China. Wright concluded the tour by signing a ceremonial reactor on marker, calling it a symbolic declaration of America's renewed nuclear ambitions. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.